The British Prime Minister has vowed to shut down religious schools that promote hate and end up radicalising young people. David Cameron says a new inspection regime will apply to 5,000 religious institutions, including Christian Sunday schools and Jewish yeshivas. But the focus is expected to be an estimated 2,000 madrasas where Islamic studies are taught. Europe correspondent Lisa Miller reports.
With a five-year term stretching ahead of him, David Cameron delivered a powerful message to the party faithful at their national conference in Manchester, vowing to create a greater Britain. And he's promised to tackle what's seen as one of the bigger threats to the country, the radicalisation of the young.
It makes me sick to my stomach. Girls not much older than my eldest daughter, swapping loving family homes and straight-A futures for a life of servitude under ISIL, in a land of violence and oppression.
He's targeting religious supplementary schools in England that he believes are teaching children intolerance.
If you are teaching intolerance, we will shut you down.
Religious schools offering more than 8 hours of study a week will have to be registered with the Department of Education and open to inspections. While that broad rule could end up including Sunday schools at Christian churches, the reality is it's more likely to cover the estimated 2,000 Muslim madrasas in England. David Cameron says there's nothing wrong with religious education.
But in some madrasas, we've got children being taught that they shouldn't mix with people of other religions, being beaten, swallowing conspiracy theories about Jewish people.
Britain's approach to countering violent extremism has been watched closely in the US and Australia. Jonathan Russell is the political liaison officer with Quilliam, an organisation that challenges extremism.
What we really need is not just an international military coalition to fight Islamic State on the ground or with airstrikes. Let's have an international coalition on the same page when it comes to counter-radicalisation, when it comes to primary prevention or what we can do in schools and the educational sector, for example.
How do you realistically do it when you're talking about 2,000 madrasas here in England, some of them very small? How do you get them registered?
Regulation and using existing structures is a great way to do that, I think. It's not wholesale changes, it's not creating new structures, it's just tinkering slightly. They'll start with the bigger schools and work their way down to the smaller ones. And this isn't a threat to these madrasas or these supplementary schools. The vast majority of them operate within the confines of the law and do not promote an extreme interpretation of Islam. They should be willing to work with these regulators.
Aman Ali is with the Federation of Student Islamic Societies and worries about the message David Cameron is sending.
The risk or the threat has been over-exaggerated. What's been taken is a risk approach. What should rather be taken is an evidence approach. And we call upon the government and David Cameron and the likes to produce the reliable and credible evidence to legitimise the government's course of concern.
What do you think the impact is going to be if these inspections take place?
Some of the projects that are run, and I remind you again that most of these are voluntary run, will feel under undue pressure. A lot of them will feel that they're being scrutinised for trying to do something positive in the community.
He says the vast majority of Islamic schools teach respect. This is Lisa Miller in London for AM.